At the Inspirational Living Podcast, we honor the entrepreneurial spirit. But if you've ever started a new business, you know the challenges are many. It seems like your to-do list keeps growing every day. Finding the right tool that not only helps you out but simplifies everything can be a real game changer. For millions of small business owners, that tool is Shopify. Did you know that 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. is powered by Shopify? That's because Shopify makes it quick and easy to build a beautiful online store to match your brand. Backed with AI tools, they also accelerate content creation, such as product descriptions, page headlines, and product photography. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/inspirational. Go to shopify.com/inspirational. shopify.com/inspirational. Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from Personal Power by Keith J. Thomas, published in 1917. For the timid and hesitating, everything is impossible because it seems so, says Sir Walter Scott. The converse is expressed in the English proverb, "Nothing is impossible to a willing mind." The limit of our achievements is the power of our own thought. The mind grows on what it feeds upon. If you allow doubt to occupy any place at all in your mind, that doubt will grow there. A little hesitation will grow into a big doubt. And the habit of doubt will surely result in death to self-reliance and goodbye to success. Out with all your doubts and fears. They are unworthy of your mind, which should be in harmony with the infinite. No task can ever come your way that you have not the power within you to fulfill. Doctors say that the human frame is never called upon to suffer more pain than it can bear. If the pain grows beyond the limit of human endurance, we lapse into unconsciousness. The same is true of the mind. Nothing is asked of us in this world that we are not capable of giving. As the mind will feed upon doubt, so it will feed upon hope. When doubt comes into the mind, throw it out. Do not admit any consideration other than that it has no business there. Say, "I can do this. I will do it." And you will succeed. But so long as you admit the slightest possibility of failure, just so long will there be an influence in your mind that is preventing you from putting all your energies into your task. Doubt is a negative state of mind. The antidote is hope and determination. Be positive in all your thoughts. When a task lies before you, say, "I will do this," instead of "I will try to do this." Do not ask yourself any questions about your capacity, such as, "Can I do this?" Affirm positively to yourself that it lies within your powers to do what you have to do. Negative thoughts are antagonistic to action, and without action there can be nothing accomplished. Positive thoughts, the will to do, are incentives to action, and the brain thrives upon them. In our self-development, we must accustom ourselves to all those habits of mind which will be beneficial to us in life. The very habit of affirming our power to accomplish things will strengthen our mental force, just as the magnifying glass can be used to concentrate the rays of the sun upon one burning point. So the mind can be strengthened by the habit of affirmation to concentrate its whole powers on the task at hand. If the sun rays are weak, the magnifying glass produces only a faint heat. If your mind is weak, it cannot concentrate on your work with that enthusiasm and power which conquers all difficulty. The habit of positivity keeps the mind in a constant state of power and confidence. It enables you to attack problems that would daunt a doubting person, and to overcome them successfully. The more you undertake and accomplish, the more your mind will grow. It is said of some people that they cannot see farther than their noses. In other words, they have a narrow mental outlook that never expands and reveals the promised land of possibilities. Unless we know what we can achieve, we can have no success, because our efforts are aimless. We are entirely at the mercy of the world, and under the direction of others with stronger minds than our own. Of what use in that case is all our talk of free will? Free will is useless to us if we are not prepared to use our wills and direct our destinies. As soon as we realize that the only limit to our achievements lies within the compass of our own minds, we are on the high road to success. And as our ambitions increase, so our powers will increase correspondingly. In these enlightened days, most of us reject the doctrine of fatalism, believing that we are the masters of our fate, the captains of our souls. It is thus illogical of us to act as though some people are born to greatness and others to lowliness. We are all born to greatness. Many people look to be great only in the world to come, seeking in eternity the reward for their labors on earth. That is a negative state of mind, which should be replaced by a positive antidote. Our success is not in the world to come alone. It is meant for our present state also. Only by believing that we cannot succeed shall we be held back from our just place in the great scheme of things. No person has a right to be a failure. Each of us has sufficient power to enable us to satisfy our every want. If you are unsuccessful, it is only because of some negative quality of mind that prevents you putting forth all your energies. The instant you rid doubt from your mind, your energies are concentrated on your work, and you are running on the full tide of success. To doubt your own powers is to insult the Creator who gave them to you and ordained your work in life. Away with such an idea, and refuse it admittance to the company of your thoughts. Doubts are traitors. Treat them as such, or they will destroy your mental citadel. They are creatures of your own imagination, and you create them yourself. In any time of crisis, we are thrown back upon our own individual resources. When taken by illness, not only does our recovery depend upon our reserve of strength, but upon our willpower. We all know cases in which the, quote, terminal patient has determined not to die, and by sheer force of will has hung on to the vital thread of life, until the cure is come. They have ultimately recovered. Life is a series of crises. If you will only take the trouble to study successful men and women, you will come to see that they are superior to others not so much in ability or industry as in tenacity of purpose. They never doubt their power to succeed. A large employer recently said to me, "We never have any vacancies in our business. As soon as one person drops out, there is always another ready to take their place. But we are always willing to create posts for good women and men, The people we want are those with self-reliance, who can take responsibility on their own shoulders, without referring every difficulty to us. At times one is tempted to lose faith in one's own abilities. Things may continually go wrong. Business may get bad. Things may look hopeless. Such times come to all people in business, and the one who fights on is the one who succeeds. At such a time, the best help is a good friend. Your best friend is not the one who will pull you out of your difficulties, but the one who can show you how to do it yourself. If you have no such friend, your reserve of strength and will must answer the same purpose. Be determined to succeed. The Bishop of London once said, "No person is a failure until they give up." The British Navy has a tradition which is expressed in the words, "Carry on." Indeed, you must carry on in your professional career, through all doubts, through all difficulties, and through all despair. There never was a position so hopeless that it could defeat a brave woman or man. "God helps those who help themselves" is as true as any words ever were. In my own limited experience, I have time and again found myself in situations of such difficulty that it seemed impossible there could be any way out. But every time a way out has opened itself up, and my experience has taught me this, that however hopeless a task may seem, if you but carry on, using your faculties to guide you to safe methods, the way out will appear to you. Things sometimes seem to hang suspended in air until you are ready for them. Perils that seem to be imminent, wait until you are strong enough to overcome them. Over all your perils, some inscrutable providence seems to guard you and aid you so long as you carry on. A man once said to me when I was downhearted, "Trouble is a big bully. Tackle it and it runs away. Run from it and it will overwhelm you." Get the idea into your mind that you are made for success. It will then become easier for you to will yourself to succeed. Never admit the possibility of failure. Away with doubt. Accept your setbacks only as incitements to put forth more thought, more energy. You will always notice in successful people an element of power which is most impressive. For want of a better term, we call it personality. When you talk of someone's personality or individuality, or whatever other name you choose to apply, you refer to that definite mental force which all people possess, which some have more strongly developed than others, but which all can cultivate. Our business lives are divided into three distinct groups. In the first, we prepare for professional life by education. In the second, we find out what our particular calling is. In the third, we work along the lines that are most suitable, and our success depends upon our industry, upon our determination, and upon our grit. No matter how strong your will, nor how high your hope, your mind is unbalanced and incomplete, unless you use your faculties vigorously and conscientiously. Tomorrow brings its own duties. Today is the appointed time. Throw off sloth and doubt. The energy and the work of the world wait upon your efforts.